Now joined with head coach of the Silverbacks, Tyler Shattuck. Tyler, coming off a 2-1 victory last night over the Cranbrook Bucks, what did you like from the performance from your guys?
Not much, to be honest with you. I thought our penalty kill was good, and I thought Tobbs was good. But other than that, I think we weren't very good. We found a way to win, which is important when we're not at our best, but we got a lot of guys that need to be a lot better than they were yesterday.
Your first meeting of the season against West Kelowna tonight, obviously you guys fell short last year to them in the playoffs. What is it about their team that makes them so special, and how do you slow them down?
Yeah, they're an offensive group. Obviously, we haven't seen them here this year, but they're a group that'll attack all the time and at times attack maybe to a fault. So if we're above guys and we understand that hopefully a structured game can pay off for us here today eventually, stay patient with these guys. Obviously, we need to slow them down a little bit. They got three lines that can score at a pretty good clip. So it'll be mostly stuff that we talk about all the time. It's just a matter of our group really committing to it and understanding that that's what will make us successful.
You touched on it a bit earlier on, but Matthew Tovall, obviously a very impressive night last night, making 42 saves. What is it about his game that takes him to the next level for you guys?
He's one of those guys that you can tell he's an experienced guy. I think he was disappointed with his game in Langley, and he came out in response. So we've seen that from him all the time here, is that he's always willing to respond after maybe a game that he considers not his best, which is important for us because at the end of the day, we don't want to lose two in a row. And obviously, he's done a good job at being a rock for us back there and making sure that we don't.
And last question for you. The last period and a half last night, you guys were down to five defensemen, obviously, with Owen Desilet getting injured there. How did you guys make the adjustment there going down to five defensemen, and how big is it having, obviously, that sixth man with Nick Leggett coming back into the lineup tonight?
Yeah, it's never great. I mean, when you go down so early to five, it's a lot of extra ice for guys. Then you lose Santa for 13 minutes in the third period, so we're short bodies, but some guys stepped up. I thought our third and fourth lines were really good for us last night. I thought they were by far our best lines. So they need to continue what they're doing. And then if our so-called top six pick it up here today, we should be all right. But I thought those guys did a really good job. And I thought the 5D did a pretty good job kind of grinding through that with five.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Now joined with head coach of the West Kelowna Warriors, Simon Ferguson, coming off a loss last night against Penticton, but a good start to the season, 8-2-2. What do you like about your team's performance so far through 12 games?
Yeah, I think we've played with some good speed. We seem to be picking up what we want to, how we want them to play, and starting to play together a little bit better that way. I think the first, five games was a little slow to get there. Kind of came on, and last night a little hiccup, but I thought we played well overall.
First meeting of the season against the Silverbacks. Obviously, you guys took them down in the playoffs last year. What are you expecting from their group on the other side of the ice, and how do you slow them down tonight?
Yeah, I think they're going to have a big push. They've got 12 returning players, and they've got a couple young guys that have really come on this year that are looking to fill the shoes of the big players like Tassi. So, we know we got to play a very similar game to last night, and if we don't play similar to that, they're going to make us pay. So we've got to come out ready to go.
Obviously, looking up front for you guys, five players with four goals or more. What is it about your team that makes the depth so important, and how important is that for the season to continue on?
Yeah, I think something we learned in last year in playoffs is we kind of ran out of depth when we got to the quarterfinals with injuries and suspensions, and I think it's super important for the team to have guys who can play up and down the lineup anywhere, and so we've got a good group here that we feel can do mostly that. But you still got to show up, and you got to work, and you got to compete, and there's not a team in this division that can't make you pay if you don't play the right way.
And obviously, like I mentioned earlier on, one of five meetings on the season with the Silverbacks. Big matchup as well for you guys. There's a kind of that four team at the top of the standings right now in the interior division. How do you guys take that into account in tonight's matchup?
Yeah, I don't think we're sitting back looking at that stuff right now. I think obviously you want to keep pace and continue going, but what we learned last year is you're only going to play the same four teams in the playoffs anyway. So, would it be nice to get a little extra home ice? Yeah. But we want to make sure that we're creating habits and creating creating the doing the things that are going to make us successful at the end of the year. And that's kind of what we're looking at right now and on doing.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.